Collier is going to be on this train for the next hour and a half.
I mean, if we keep ourselves occupied, it won't seem that long.
Collier lives in DeKalb, but her family lives in Chicago. She sometimes brings her young daughter to keep her company, but today it's just her and her headphones. The Elburn Metro stop helped ease crowding at the Geneva station. It's also popular among Northern Illinois University students. NIU offers a weekend shuttle from campus to the train stop.
At first, I didn't know they had a train out here.
That doesn't come as a surprise. The Elburn stop is surrounded by cornfields, but the landscape is changing.
We're coming through here. You can see them digging out there.
In his tall truck, village president Dave Anderson checks in on construction starting along the tracks. For the past several years, residents and city leaders have been hashing out details of a massive housing development. Anderson says as the homes go up, he expects to see a mix of new residents who will live in Elburn and take the train down the line.
I think we're going to get not only some young couples and young families and singles, that we're going to have some folks that are retired, and they can get on the train right here, get to Geneva, to Wheaton, to Glen Ellen, all the way into the city.
The anticipated growth over the next two decades has the potential to change the culture of the village of just over 5,000 residents. That may still seem small for a suburb, but consider this. The population was still in the hundreds just a couple decades ago. Anderson ran a local grocery store until the train came in. He says he remembers when the commuter culture started emerging.
I realized probably in about 1984, 85, somewhere in there, that we were becoming suburbia, because when folks would come in the store, they would not ask how many miles is it to DeKalb, they'd ask how many minutes.
Some things in Elburn are slower to change.
Come on, Diane.
If you stop by the Country Kettle downtown on a weekday morning, it's the picture of a tightly knit community with bottomless coffee cups and farmers sporting co-op caps. Diane Johnson has been a waitress for years and has a rapport with the regulars.
I know a lot of their secrets, too. It's kind of like a home, you know. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody talks to everybody.
Dennis Ryan is one of those regulars. He says lifelong residents are learning to adapt to the growing community.
When the Jewel opened up here, Glidden's drugstore closed, but the Glidden's went up there to work as pharmacists, and for the first time in their life, they could actually take a vacation. They pretty well took care of the health of everybody in the town.
Village President Dave Anderson expects Elburn will remain Metra's last stop west of Chicago due to its relationship with the Regional Transportation Authority.
And we have an RTA tax. Should DeKalb County decide, hey, we want to be part of the RTA and get the train, they have to get the voter approval. But I think we're a ways off yet.
In the meantime, Elburn is looking less and less like a sleepy town. Drive-thrus and convenience stores are popping up. Anderson says city leaders are trying to strike a balance.
I would ask that any new folks that come in and just relax for a little bit, see how things go, why we do things the way we do. Not that they're right, not that they're wrong, but understand the lifestyle.
Even if they're watching it through a window. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.